Welcome to 2014 Verizon Vikings training camp. Today is check-in day for the Vikings, and we have Jeff Locke, one of the first ones to arrive in Mankato. That must mean you're excited.
Very excited. You know, I like to get here, get settled in, especially with the conditioning test coming up. I'd like to get some lunch in me, not too close to the test, so yeah. Get here early.
Got to be hydrated, so you're ready to go for that conditioning test. Something tells me you're not going to have a very hard time passing that.
Yeah, I practiced a couple times, but it shouldn't be too bad.
What does a punter do once OTAs and mini camps are over? So it's like 5 weeks between now and training camp. So what do you do to stay in shape? Do you rest? Do you stay in shape? Do you work hard? What did you do?
I took maybe 4 or 5 days off right after OTAs just to get the leg back, and then we just kind of start training. This is the time to get ready for season, and I've been kicking almost at least 3 times a week since OTAs broke, to trying to get better and get ready for camp.
This is nothing new coming to a training camp for you, because you played college football, and this is now your second year in the NFL. But what's different about year two than year one? If you remember back to last year at this time, what's different for you?
A little more comfortable, kind of know what's going to happen. I didn't know where food was, where the facilities were, what field we were kicking on. So I kind of have a feeling for what it's going to be like day to day, which is a little more comforting.
Another thing that's comforting is to have the battery back together. We have some continuity with you and Blair and with Colin Loeffler.
You know, it's great. Blair and I are working together all offseason. We were kicking together out in California, and then Cullen's Cullen. I mean, he's always on it. He's going into his 11th year now, I think, and I mean, you can trust the ball's going to be where it needs to be.
A big part of your job is going to be as a holder for PATs and field goals, but focusing on the punting side, for you and the punt team, what are some things, what do you think will be some goals or points of emphasis for you this season?
I mean, for me, it's going to be putting the ball where it's supposed to be directionally on the field, especially with the winds we're going to get in the outdoor stadiums we play in and home games this year. The guys have to be able to trust me that the ball is going to be where we tell them it's going to be. That's the best way we can cover kicks and get the best net out of every kick we do.
An impressive stat for you from last year, 3 touchbacks. Only 3 touchbacks. That's a good number for a punter, especially with 75 punts, which you had last year.
No, it was good. Yeah, I was able to control that plus 50 punt, that Aussie punt, pretty well. And, touchbacks are no fun. I had a couple years in college where I wasn't doing that punt, and 11, 12 touchbacks was not fun to explain to the coach. So
Blair Walsh wants a bunch of them on kickoffs, but you need to stay away from them on punts.
Yeah, we want him to have all of them.
Okay, you're here at training camp. This is your car with your stuff. What's one thing you brought here to camp this year that you could not have forgotten and you needed it?
We brought the television. Okay. We kind of have a little more time than the guys that are in offense-defense meetings all day. Mm-hmm. So we do need to kill some time inside out of the sun. So we got a little PlayStation, a little bit of FIFA, a little Tiger Woods golf going on. Right, so that's what we need.
Sounds fun. Good luck this camp, all right?
Lobby.